Hey, Stuart!
Tim, you asshole. What are you doing here in the middle of the afternoon?
Same as you, drinking. Stu, this is my good friend, Thaddeus.
All right. Hey.
What are you drinking, Stuart?
I'll take a souse and an Olympia Chaser.
All right, bingo! Get the dude here his drink and tequila shots for everyone at this bar. Get the old man one, too. I don't care if he's sleeping, put it by him. Yeah, I got money. I just got my unemployment check. Fuck me. Drinking my way to Nirvana.
Nirvana, don't tell me you're another fan of that sissy. No, he meant Nirvana, not Nirvana.
Yeah, Nirvana was always a concept I dug. It's one of my favorite words, practically. I was always using that word. I'd say he stole it off me in high school, except he ain't even from, well, he wasn't even from.
He wasn't even from Seattle. No, he's from in-state like me.
Yep. That kills me, and now he's got a statue, and then it kills me. I mean, nothing against the guy, personally. I felt like putting a gun in my mouth many the time, but fuck me. All he did is play guitar and shoot himself, and now they got that ugly statue and more tourists, as if we needed more out-of-staters. It's fucking incredibly twisted, you know? Why don't they got a statue of Hiram Stamption?
Who?
Ah, Thad's not from here. He don't know who Hiram was.
Hiram was an old clam man. How old was he, Tim?
He was, I don't know, he was fucking old. He was aged. Older than that old dude in the corner. Hey, dude, wake up! Ha! He's fast asleep, man. He was a beautiful old fart man. He came here way back at the beginning when Seattle was just a pioneer town.
He was a grouchy old stinker when he drank.
Oh yeah, he was an old stink fart, all right. But he was man. I had respect for him, you know. I loved the dude. He was a real Seattle. Now, why don't they make a statue for him? Why? I'll tell you why. Because all the tourists and the out-of-staters, they wouldn't understand that. They'd go, what? I don't get it. Let's go get a cafe latte, Angie. Like that. Am I right or am I right?
He's right. What's the bartender's name?
Bingo.
Bingo. Another round of souses for the bar. So, how's the boards and nails biz?
Sucks, man. I've been unemployed for 3 months. I'm waiting here for a friend, Jimmy Scoops. You know him? He might have a little side job for me, if you know what I mean. He's in the real, money-making biz. Yeah. Well, you know, meanwhile, you try to make an honest living. I was hoping with spring. I don't know. Hey, maybe they'll build a Kurt Museum. That'd be 6 months' work. This country is incredibly twisted, you know, man?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, Thad's messed up. He just came from Snoqualmie. His old lady left him for another woman.
For another woman, yeah. Yeah? Snoqualmie? What were you doing out there? I was working for the National Forest Service, fire tower lookout. Girlfriend left me for a ranger.
Tell Stuart the ranger's name, Thaddeus.
Her name was Grunwald.
Ha! See that? Can you believe that? This country is fucking incredibly twisted, man. I tell you, between lesbians and Republicans, guys like us are fucked.
Yeah.
You?
Well, fishing ain't too frisky. These oceans are getting fished out. It's happening, dudes. I'm seeing it happen. Hell, I'm making it happen. There's just too many of us and not enough of them. You know how they say there's always another fish in the sea? Well, turns out there ain't.
Sucks. Where's that Canadian girl that you...
We broke up.
That's how it is.
Yep.
Yep. Oh. Oh, did she start in with that commitment shit, or...
Yeah. No, it wasn't that so much as...
Yep.
Well...
Go ahead. Spit it out. We're all drunk here. Bingo. More tequila. What?
Well, truth be told, couldn't get her to have an orgasm. Orgasm?
Yeah, Thaddeus, that's what the man said. Orgasm. Hell, no wonder your girlfriend left you for Grunwald.
Hey.
Hey, no hard feelings. Bingo! Cheers. Yeah, Well, you know, who knows, you know? Some of them like fingers, some of them like a little tongue action, some of them...
Look, Tim, little old lady just walked in the bar.
Excuse me, barman? Yes, have you got, Glenlivet? Good, I'll have that, neat, and a glass of water, no ice, for the poodle. Thanks very much. Keep the change. Don't worry, gentlemen. I've been minding my own business in men's bars for more than half a century. I'll just sit over at that table in the corner, and you can talk as much filth as you'd like. Come on, Ballsy.
Thanks, ma'am.
Cheers!
You were saying, Tim?
Dad, could you drive more carefully? This isn't like back home in Virginia, you know. These hairpin curves on Route 101 are really tricky.
I know how to drive, Shishi.
Please don't call me that.
Sheila Marie, I know how to drive. It's quite a view, eh? It's some coastline you've got out here.
You say that as though it were a commodity. Some kind of a consumer perk, not a gift of nature.
Oh, hell, baby daughter. I thought I just said it.
Well, I just find it hard to believe that you could treasure nature, that's all. I mean, how could you? You're an axe nail man. And could you please not call me baby daughter either, Dad?
Well, fine then. Don't call me Dad. Call me Paul, or better yet, call me Mr. Folsom.
God damn it.
By the way, for your information, Mr. Folsom has been retired from Axe Nail Corporation for 3 years. That's not true. I do treasure nature. Growing up in Wenatchee, I used to go out for long walks in those woods. I used to take long hikes. Those trees were like friends to me. I knew the trees better than I knew the town. And the Wenatchee River, to look at that thing go in early spring.
You sure you want to go back there, Dad? And we could just stick to Seattle. I'll go to my Planet Guard meeting.
Oh, yeah. You're here, top secret summit. My daughter, the eco-operative.
No, Pops, you're the spook. It's Axe Nail Corp that violates the law in tandem with the secret police. We just work to safeguard...
I know.
Well, anyway, as I was saying, we could just go to Seattle and make sure your scruffy little ward, what's his name, Skeeter, gets back to your mistress's sister. You can see your mistress. What's her name? Ginger?
Jeanette.
Right, and we could just skip driving out to Wenatchee. You might be disappointed, you know. A lot of that area has been deforested. All the old forest is gone.
Have you seen this with your very own eyes or only heard it from some of your radical friends?
Well, I mean, I haven't been there, Dad, but I know, okay? I'm an expert. I mean, I get paid by the University of California in Berkeley.
You get paid? You see, this environmentalist malarkey is as much of a racket as my capitalist imperialism, as you like to call it.
Oh, so you admit you're an imperialist.
I didn't admit... There you go, twisting my words. You're just like your mother,
whom you deserted after 35 years of marriage.
I'm not deserting Polly Andrew. Your mother... Polly said to leave her alone in the house in Middleburg and go away. I told you, your mother is having an affair with a Negro... Black person of color. Why can't either of you use the appropriate... Oh, well, she's having one, okay? Your virtuous martyr housewife mom, the feminist poster victim, is getting her southern bells off with a colored person of color, apparently 10 to 15 years younger than she is. You're jealous.
Dad, you macho pig. I can't believe after all you did to Mom, you're jealous.
Of course I am. I love your mother.
But you're divorcing her.
If that's what she wants, yes.
She wants? What about you and this woman, Nanette?
Jeanette! I love her.
You... Why do men pretend to be passive pawns?
Hey, wait a minute, young lady. Passive? A minute ago, you were calling me a male chauvinist pig.
No, I wasn't. That's an outdated term I would never use.
Well, you used it.
No, I called you a macho pig.
Male chauvinist pig.
Macho pig. Nope. Well, you're both.
Thank you, and you, young lady, are a belligerent, aggressive young woman, and it's no wonder no man will have you.
What? Is that supposed to mean? Is that a patriarchal threat?
Patriarchal. Learn to speak the English language.
Unbelievable. Stop the car. Let me out.
Shishi. Baby daughter, what are you going to do? Jump in the Pacific?
That would be better than staying in a car with you. I'll hitch a ride from your little ward, Skeeter, and his little girlfriend's family.
We lost them back at the gas station in Seal Rock.
Well, I'll hitch a ride from a lost member of the Manson family. I don't care. Stop the car! Let me out! I hate you, you cipher for corporate America, you clown of a husband to my mother, you Shishi, now pipe down. Keep your shirt on. Dad, watch out for that van. Shishi, it's just shocking the way you go on. Just calm down, Shishi. Dad, watch out, that van. Dad, turn! Ah! Oh! Ah! Jesus Christ! Shishi! My baby daughter, are you okay?
I'm fine, Pops.
Thank God, thank God! My Shishi, my baby daughter.
I'm not a baby, and I'm fine. Let's just turn off the engine and get our bearings.
But you were my baby once, Sheila. Can't you understand? You were my first child. One night when I was a young man, I came home from work, and I made love to your mother, and then this beautiful, vivacious Southern belle that this Yankee had married became pregnant. And we waited for months and months, it seemed like a lifetime, until finally it was time for me to take her to the hospital. And then I was all alone for 72 hours. I couldn't concentrate on anything. I couldn't work. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. And when you came out, it was the most important thing that I'd ever been a part of. It was. You were my baby daughter. And I knew that to deserve that, I'd have to work very hard and take care of you as best as I possibly could. And so I worked. I put in all the hours at Axnell. I got promoted. We moved. I tried so hard. I never spent much time with you except for some weekends, but can't you see? I did it for you, and for Derek when he was born, and for your lovely mother, Polly Ann. I didn't know you would all hate me.
Are you crying, Dad? Dad, we don't hate you.
Yes, you do. Derek, that square peg, hates me from over at his Christian Coalition headquarters in D.C. Your mother hates me from out of that sparkling, clean home that I never felt welcome in. And what is most painful of all to me, you, my baby daughter, hate me precisely because I worked so hard all my life to succeed in the world and provide as a man should. You hate Axnell Corporation and all that it stands for. But can't you see? It doesn't stand for anything. It's just a company composed of men like me who work for it. I'm not Axnell. I'm your father. I'm your Pops, and you're my baby daughter.
Pops, goddammit.
What?
I love you, Dad.
But do you forgive me?
Oh, Dad, let me hug you.
But do you forgive me?
So, when we get to Seattle, first we'll find Mama Linda and then we'll look for Clove.
I have the presentiment the Mood Hats will sell most heatedly in the Seattle area.
I think you're waxing a tad avaricious over these Mood Hats. Perchance you spent too much time with that corporate dude?
Nah. What are you insinuous on now, sulky Sable? Paul's my friend. I truly believe he's repentant of his corporate American ways. You should have heard him waxing mournful over Oklahoma City.
Well, everyone waxed all devastated over that.
What lurches? Your Mood Hat's twinging all puce. It means you're angered.
I'm just all... Why couldn't I run away like you and Clove always do? Why does the total Nugent family, including scads of my hectic siblings, have to come along? Why do my Buddhistic parents have to be so ultra-permissive as to overswarm my entire ravished life?
But I'm partial to this rad recreational Buddha vehicle.
Whatever.
Never mind.
And you?
Me?
You're turning all hectic and capitalized with your flaccid case of Mood Hats.
Flaccid? You said they were rad before.
Before what?
Before the penultimate time that we...
Never mind.
What? Ever.
Caroline, Jack, would you please stop chanting incessant-like while you drive? You're egging me to excess. What?
Watch out! That van's passing us! Oh, God! Skeeter, did you see that van?
No.
That was the police ATV van for suicide watch, actual death. God! Do you think Clove is skittering all suicidish in Seattle and they're whisking to report?
No. No, no, that paranoia at the pod, Sabe. No doubt there's another teen suicide threat twixt here and our foggy destiny.
Oh, let's chant a tad.
I succumb if you succumb.
I succumb.
Numyo ring again, numyo ring again, numyo ring again.
Numyo ring again, numyo ring again, numyo ring again.
Numyo ring again, numyo ring again, numyo ring again. After my car got totaled, I lost my job with my uncle, and I was smoking it day in and day out. Stephanie didn't know. I was making withdrawals on a Visa. I put the kids in Stephanie's car, take them down to Pizza Hut at the mall, go over to the Video Store and Scar. Kids would run out to me and go, "Hey, Daddy, Daddy." I can't. Thanks, Pito. Molly, this is how we do it here. We just go around in a circle and stop when we need to.
Oh. I ain't got nothing to say. I didn't come from that. I can't explain it. I didn't come from houses and cars and the mall, you know? I come from 11th Avenue.
Well, we all have our own experience.
Yeah, we all got our own experience, but I come from dirty-ass Irish people, West Side, Manhattan, you know? My pops was killed by the Westies. My stepfather, Henry, he used to lock me in the bathroom with his three vicious-ass Dobermans for punishment. I hated those fucking dogs. The whole apartment stank of them. Kids used to go, "There goes Molly Bright. She smells like a dog and looks like one, too." Uh-huh. And I did. And I still do. If I did one thing wrong at the dinner table, Henry would either get out the belt or lock me in the bathroom with the dogs. I used to lie, used to say I wasn't hungry, swallow my own spit for dinner, you know? I'm talking too much.
No, you're doing great. Go on.
I got nothing to say. Drugs saved my life. Drugs was heaven for me. From eating paint off the walls to that deadly-ass glue they used to have in the 70s, to dust, to dope, to Cracker Jacks, to smack. I got whacked on it all as soon as I could. Me and my main homegirl, Magdalena Rigoba, Magenta Russian Bushy, that's when we got tagged. We was like the fucking rulers of 45th, taking rides, making cash, getting whacked. My life began.
So when did you hit bottom?
There was no bottom. I was born at the bottom. Drugs made me higher.
So why do you think you came here to try and clean up?
I don't know. I think maybe I hit the top.
I don't know what women want. What's that Freudian slip thing?
No, Freud said, "What do women want?"
He said that?
That's what he said.
Oh, okay. So now 100 years later, we made some advancement. Now we know what they want. They want to come, just like us. So what makes them come?
I think it's love.
Oh, but you loved your girlfriend, Thaddeus.
Yeah, but she didn't love me.
I think they like guys that treat them like dirt.
No, we're not talking the relationship part.
Neither am I. Think you treat them like dirt, turns them on.
Okay. Bingo! Bingo!
Yeah.
What makes women come?
Relaxation. Get them drunk, it's all over.
Ah, you're just trying to push alcohol on us. Pusher, more tequila. Cartlet! Cartlet! Cartlet, what makes women come?
Rock stars. Rock stars.
No! God, wake up the old man. Hey, old man, wake up. Old man, we got a question for you. Wake up.
I can hear you perfectly well, young man. And I'm awake. In answer to your question, I can only tell you this. I've come riding horses and not come with the best Italian lovers on pillows of white satin. I've come from sucking rattler's poison from an ugly man's arm and not come from watching Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers glide by while teasing myself with a French tickler. I've come in 2 seconds flat after sweating 5 days solid sculpting impossible things, and not come from being made love to at last by the artist I most admired. I've come from spit on a finger and not come from cock all a quiver. I've come from rolling naked in the desert and not come from rolling nude in the clouds. I've come from slapping and being slapped and not come from too much happiness and feeling sapped. I've come from not wanting much and not come from wanting too much. In short, gentlemen, I've come and come and come and come and come and come and not come and not come and not come and not come, and now I'm so damn old, you mistake me for a man, but I tell you, I'm a woman. And I answer your question, what makes women come? In this way. How the hell should we know? We're human beings like you, that's all. Pardon me, but aren't you the sculptress, Sophie Flax? I am. Violet Flanagan? Tricot Farm, 1954? Yeah, that's right. Violet Smith now. I've been divorced and widowed since then. I saw a piece of yours recently at the Modern. It was an enormous lady's clutch purse, black, iron, welded together with lipsticks and combs. Right, yeah, one of the museums they got in New York. Why, I can't believe it's you. I can't believe you're still alive.
Nor you.
What are you doing out west?
I brought my poodle Balzac for a rescue. He lost a leg to an anti-abortion gunman outside the clinic, you see?
Hey, I heard about that on the news. Can I pet him?
Certainly.
I don't read the papers. I live very spare out on my land, work on sculpting, come into town once a week for supplies and drink. You got to visit, Vi, old girl. I can't believe it. I always admired you so.
Admired me? But you were grand, Soph. You're an artist.
Ah, but you weren't. And you lived like one. I needed art to fight for me. You fought for yourself. That takes true talent. Come on, hop in my truck. Let's go out to my land.
Swell, I'm delighted. Come on, Ballsy. Bye, fellas.
Whoa! Those weren't like the little old ladies on TV commercials.
Bingo. Another round. Make them doubles.
Oh, Linda, I wonder what the gulls are saying to us.
I think they're probably welcoming us to Seattle tonight, hoping that we find what we're looking for.
I'm so glad we took the ferry. Paul.
Excuse me, but do you know which way Puget Sound is?
That way. North.
Oh, thanks.
We're backing! Hey, catch that kid! He didn't pay his fare! Catch him!
Oh, look at him go. He reminds me of Ezekiel.
Oh, that's true. He does look a lot like Skeeter. Thank Gaia. Can't be him. Paul's fact said he was safely ensconced with his new little girlfriend, Sable, and her family. What are they called again? The Nuggets?
I don't know. The Nugents, the Nuggets, something.
Damn! That kid ran fast and got away.
Paul,
he dropped this.
He did? Linda, that's a moon hat.
What?
You know, the thing Skeeter had on and they wouldn't let him on the plane.
Whoa, you're acquainted with the one called Skeeter?
Acquainted, little witch. I'm his mother.
Who are you, hon?
I'm Clove.
Clove? That's the name of the other little one that he's in love with.
The hat looks good on you. She reminds me of Ezekiel.
Oh, no wonder Skeeter's in love with you. You look like him.
Yep, he's a narcissist. Just like his dad, Bruce.
Welcome to the city of Seattle. Please be careful disembarking the ferry. Thank you for riding the Hiram Stanchion.
Here we are.
Here we are in Seattle.
Where are you going, Clove?
To the Space Needle. Farewell.
Bye. Hope to meet again. Linda, did you see that? Her mood hat just changed colors.
That's why they call it a mood hat, I guess.
Huh. Magical.